This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. I want to remind all you dads out there, Wednesday, February 15th, we have our Fathers Mentoring Fathers Workshop. Log on to fathermatters.org for more information. It's already filling up really fast, but we have at least 20 to 25 more seats left for the February 15th. Father's Mentoring Father's Workshop. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. If you remember this next guest, we are continuing the best of 2016, and I had the honors of having Michael Freeman, who is a behavioral specialist with Sontera Life, and he came in, he did a show, and the show that we did together was Finding Your Passion. Some of you may know, some of you may not know, but we lost Michael Freeman in 2016. He was involved in a hit and run. He was on a motorcycle. He got hit by, we don't know if it was a drunk driver or what, because they never found the person. So I wanted to share this with you because this is dear to my heart. We lost Michael Freeman. I was one of the shows, one of the last shows that he did a interview with. So I definitely didn't want to close out the best of 2016 without including Michael Freeman. And again, this is Finding Your Passion with Michael Freeman. Jay? Freeman, motivational speaker. Welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Thank you, Vance. I appreciate it. How you doing, brother?
Bro, I'm doing great.
Good.
Thank you for coming back.
Yes.
I mean, you was on fire, man. But I got a question for you, Mike, sure. Because we got a lot of people just walking around getting along by going mm-hmm. along. Mm-hmm. Why are we doing this, Mike? What is going on?
You know, one of the biggest things that I here's my old saying is feet on the ground, head out the clouds. You know, what I'm talking about is living life for what it really truly is. And what life really truly is a perception. That's it. There's no real such thing as the real world. It's our perception of the world. What do you want? What do you want? And here's the thing. I always say this, is you'll always know what a man wants because he probably more than likely already has it. You know, if you didn't want that Father Matters on your shirt, it wouldn't be there. At some point, that started off as a thought. And then it actually came into fruition. Your car, your job, your wife, your kids, the way you do your hair or makeup. See, all of those things started off as a thought. And it's amazing the power of the mind that if we begin to really start focusing on things, you know, they just seem to just come one after the other. You lose your job, you'll go get another one. You crash your car, you'll go get another one. But yet we think that there's some things that's unreachable. I'm here to tell you right now, whatever it is that your mind can conceive, you can definitely achieve.
When we're doing our workshops, I ask the guys at the workshops and the women, too, when we do the mother-to-mother workshops, bottom mm-hmm. line is I say, what are the three most important words mm-hmm. for a man? And they go, I love you. I'll be there. And they're all mm-hmm. right, and they are important words. Uh-huh. But I tell them the three most important words for a man are write it down.
Mm.
We got to write our goals down.
Yeah.
Too many of us are saying one day I'm gonna.
Uh-huh.
And then that flat screen go on sale and that one day I'm gonna got spent on that. Some rims drive by in the right. car. We've got to write it down. And if you're writing your goals down mm-hmm. and you're looking at them every day, Mike.
Yeah.
When somebody say, hey, man, let's go to a ball game. And you mm-hmm. say, wait a minute. I just did the math on that. That ball game would cost me $170. Yeah. I'm trying to work on something. Mm-hmm. And I'm not telling people to like not do anything right. but balance. But the thing is, Michael, we stop dreaming. We don't have mm-hmm. goals. We don't even know what our passion is.
Yeah.
Why are we not reaching for our goals.
Well, because it's not in front of us. It's easier to deal with things that we can actually see and touch. Man, we're built that way. You know, one of the biggest things that engine life is the middle class. The middle class are folks who actually have no real dreams or aspirations. What we do is we kind of just reach for things we can touch, like a job or that pen and paper to fill out the application. Or when money comes, it touches our hands, so we spend it. We spend it on things that we know we can get with just that money. And so when you're talking about the lower class, those are the folks who say, you know, I want something more. I just don't know how to get it. I don't know how to get that car. I don't know how to get that job. I don't know how to stop doing maybe these drugs or how to get off of government assistance and so forth. The upper class, well, see, these are the folks that got it figured out but won't tell us nothing. So, see, somebody's got to engine this thing. So one of the biggest things that we have to recognize is that whatever you are, you set your classification. And you set your classification by what's in your heart. What do you desire so bad? And just understand and know. And that's one of my biggest things I tell people all the time. I want to make millions. I don't have millions yet, Vance, but that's what I want to do. I want to make millions. People say, why, Mike? So you can show off with it? I say, yeah, you're right. I want to show off with it because people tend to listen to folks that have things that they want. And if that's what it's going to take for me to open your ears, your mind, your soul, your heart to what I'm saying, then let me put my yacht and my millions behind me. It has nothing to do with self-glory because I can't take that with me to where I'm planning on going. But what it does do is makes you look at me and says, if Mike can do it, I can do it.
I love it, man. And it is a mindset. Mm-hmm. I mean, people need to realize that the poor work for wages. Mm-hmm. The wealthy work for profits.
That's it.
And we need to start thinking. Mm-hmm. Thinking your way into not mm-hmm. success, but think your way into success, thinking your way into where it is that you want the legacy that you want to leave for your children's children's children. Mm-hmm. And this one guy, he was saying the poor keep score by cars and clothes. Mm. The middle class keeps scores by degrees and titles. Uh-huh. The wealthy keep score by bank accounts and not just money, but bank accounts with their family, mm-hmm. bank accounts with their time, mm-hmm. bank account with living their dream. Mm-hmm. Michael, and I love what you said. Sometimes there's people that's rich that has it, but they don't want to tell you. But there's sometimes they are telling us, they're giving mm-hmm. us nuggets. Mm-hmm. But instead of us picking up those nuggets, mm-hmm. we're spending money we don't have to impress people we don't know alike.
Because that's all we know. You know, that's all we know. You know, that's the biggest thing that we have to recognize is a man has to be able to think outside of the box. You know, people say that all the time, but it's called thinking outside of yourself. You know, if he can do it, so can I, right? You have to ask yourself that question, right? I mean, so if the bottom line is I walk away as a question mark and say, what is it that I want so bad, right, that says that it's definitely reachable? Even things that seem to be non-existent is reachable. We could ask the Wright brothers that question. Airplanes were non-existent, but they felt it was reachable. Ray Kroc decided that he wanted to make McDonald's the largest restaurant chain in the world, and that's what he decided to do. I like him because this is what he said to the McDonald brothers. He said that, you know what you guys have here is a gold mine. I wonder what would happen if I just duplicated. So he created franchise, right? So that's what he did. He committed and he says, listen, if you want what I want, just do what I do exactly and do nothing different. So you're right when you say that they do give out nuggets. All we got to do is look and see what they do. That's all we have to do. If you want what this successful man wants, look and see what he does. What he does takes more place, because there's also one more thing that we're not thinking about is what does he think? He's got to go to bed at night thinking, eating, sleeping. All he sees is his success. See, that's what we have to understand. Just doing it means nothing. It's got to be so hard in that heart of yours, it becomes a passion. You got to become passionate about it, that's what I want. That's a drive that they have. That's what motivates them to do the things that they do, the activities and the actions that they take. Can I do it? You can't just do it off of the actions. You also got to adopt his mind frame.
I love that, Mike. This one guy was with his mentor, and he told his mm-hmm. mentor, he said, you know, if I had more money, I would have a better plan. Mm-hmm. His mentor sat him down and said, if you had a better plan, you would have more money.
That's
it's
right.
not the money that counts. It's mm-hmm. the plan that counts. Mm-hmm. And that's why, Mike, I appreciate you and your busy schedule, man, coming back to do this show.
Oh, definitely.
Because I run into so many men mm-hmm. who just say, man, I feel like I'm failing my wife. I uh-huh. feel like I'm failing my kids.
Yeah.
I feel like I punked out on myself. This one mm-hmm. guy told me, he said, Vance, I've been on my job for 17 years. I said, man, that's great. He said, but Vance, that might be great that I've been on the same job for 17 years, earned some vacation time, yeah. and earned a little bit of stocks. He said, but I told myself I only wanted to do this for 2 years.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We get stuck, Mike. Why are we getting stuck in that ground? Why are we afraid to step out?
It's the plantation mind frame. It's the plantation mind frame. It's the slave mentality, brother. So let me explain to you something. This has nothing to do with a racial black or white thing. It has every single thing to do with what is a slave. A slave is a person who is held and bound down to not do the things that he wants to actually do. Well, see, once you take on that, and that's what happens, it's the new whip, the new chain, the new Mazda is going to be money. See, money and then benefits and all those things, that's what we think. We say, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to express and expound on what I want in life because this is safer here. This is a thing that I have. And so when I think about leaving, they whip us with more money and says, I'm going to give you a $2 raise. And then you don't go. Then they say, hey, you know, if you hang out for another year, I'm going to offer you better benefits. So what happens? You look around and now this is your plantation. You're locked in. You never become free. And that's what we have to realize. Money is a result. Money has nothing to do with success. Anybody can make money. I can stand out on the side of a freeway with a sign that says, we'll work for food and I'll get money. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I'm successful. Money is a result of you pursuing your passion. And that's the way that thing works. We have to recognize that money can help you keep your passion if you understand what money truly, really is. Money grows more money. And so one of the biggest things we want to make sure is that the importance is not that. You cannot take money anywhere past this lifetime. But what you can take is happiness because you can leave that behind.
See, that's that legacy, Mike. And mm-hmm. I told you I just turned 47 over the summer, man. And mm-hmm. I got some friends, got the nice cars. They just got the stuff.
Uh-huh.
The stuff. But couldn't buy me a cup of coffee, mm-hmm. man. Got the stuff. Yep. But if they miss a Monday...
Mm-hmm.
And I make this clear because I got a friend that's got a really nice car, and I would never bust nobody's dreams. I would never say this to him, okay? Mm-hmm. But I tell people, as long as you got car payments, you don't own that car. The bank owns that car. Mm-hmm. They just allowing you to park in front of your house until they give you the uh-huh. pink slip.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tell people, man, I tell people, Mike, I drive a 2006 mm-hmm. Volkswagen, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the pink slip at home.
There you go.
I own that car. That car don't mm-hmm. own me.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate when I see guys just boggled down. They can't live their dreams because they got to pay off all this damn debt
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
trying to impress people, man.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know what what trips me out is just how close debt is to death. You know, I really do believe that debt can drown you into death. It's what takes people down this avenue of depression, of stress, of anger, of being upset, and then they die. Listen, we only have one life to live. Why not live it to its fullest? You know, and here's my thing, too. I try my best never to live a life where I have to call another man boss. That's just my thing. You know, that means my credit card company, the lien holder on my house or car or whatever the case may be, or
department
even
stores,
department stores, all that stuff. Own as much as you possibly can, because that is what you can give to the ones that you love.
Man, and one of my mentors told me one time, it's not advance. It's not how much you make, young man. It's how much you save.
That's it.
It's how much you put yourself in that position.
Mm-hmm.
I got friends, man, they trying to make all this money. It's like, okay, you're grossing all that, but after taxes and all this stuff, and it's like you want to gross more because mm-hmm. you want to spend more.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're spending on, it's like, man, who pays $350 on a cell phone, Mike?
Right.
So they can have videos, music,
mm-hmm.
all the stuff that I could do three things with my phone. I can text, mm-hmm. I can call, and I can take pictures. That's all I need. Uh-huh. If I want to get on the internet and all this stuff, I have computers for that.
That's it.
You know, we're not done with this. We just got to go into a commercial break. You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is motivational speaker Michael Freeman. Don't go anywhere. We're talking about finding your passion. We'll be back with Michael. after this.
Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families.
Anybody wanna fall in love tonight? Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. And we're back with Michael Freeman. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Mike, when a couple months back when I was at your office and you and I was like talking about our schedule and our calendar, and I'm like, yeah, man, I'm running for the radio show, the Tribune, the workshop, speaking engagements. And you was like, I got speaking engagements and training. You moved to a bigger space, man. I was able to see your new office.
Yes.
And then we both sat back and looked at each other. And I was thinking it, but you said it.
Uh-huh.
With all the stuff that I'm doing, all the stuff that you're doing, we both agreed that we never work a day in our life. Bro.
Man. Isn't it? It's just like I said, you know, a day off for me is more work than a day on for me, right? We just had July 4th a few months ago, and I remember my wife was like, boy, you finally got a day. I said, this is harder for me to get up and at 7 o'clock in the morning and have nowhere to go. That's work. When I can't speak or I can't, you know, talk to somebody about building their dreams and so forth, like, that's work. When I'm sitting here and I'm looking at TV or watching fireworks, that's work. This is play. This every day is a day off for me. And that's when you know. I always say that you'll know when it is that you are doing what you love. Days and hours go by so fast. I say time flies when you're having fun.
And, brother, I've been having fun for 18 years of doing Father Matters. And the last year of doing the radio show, the one-year anniversary of the Father Matters show is just this past August.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, brother. And I remember telling people that when I was telling, man, I'm going to partner up with 1360 KPXQ Salem Media to do the Father Matters show. And you know, it's a trip. 17, 18 years ago, I saw myself here.
Yeah.
I saw myself doing the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I saw myself writing books. I saw myself doing a National Tribune newsletter type thing. But from seeing it and getting there was the journey.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us don't want to go through the journey.
Uh-huh.
Because, man, I hit some walls. Mm-hmm. I hit some financial walls, Mike. Yeah. I hit staff walls.
Uh-huh.
I hit walls. And I would say, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
But why not?
Right. That's the question to ask yourself is why not? But why do we fall? Here's one of the biggest things I always say. When you're going down a path, it's a brand new one. It's not paved. Nobody's ever been down it before. There's going to be loose dirt there, rubble and rocks and so forth. You're going to slip. You're going to fall. But the key thing is understanding that if you look behind you, it's paving the way. You know, I like that old movie, The Field of Dreams. If you build up, they will come, you know. And so one of the things that I looked at, I mean, you talked about this as well, where I started off with a lot of folks saying they were going to help me in creating this agency. By the time I looked around, they was all gone. See, people don't like falling. They don't like hitting their heads and scratching themselves. And I say, you know, it's okay to fail, just don't be a failure. A failure is when you sit down there, own the fall, and you allow for that fall to become a piece of you, and you become paralyzed in the moment, only to turn back around from all that work you've done and go back into the mainstream. Brother, we got things to do. It's people that decide to go do things. I know a man that was ostracized from his family, thrown out the family, said that you're giving the family a bad name, but he knew that he had to continue to keep doing, going down this journey that nobody else wanted to go. And I'm happy he did. And who I'm talking about is Martin Luther King Jr. Mm. You know, when you have people that decide and find out what their passions are and what their goals are, it doesn't matter. Every fall, every fallacy, everything that you go through, it's fun because it's a process of getting you what you want.
Mike, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to flip around a little bit because we got about 4 minutes. Normally, I ask 2-3 more questions and say, tell the listeners how we can get in touch with you.
Yeah.
But you know what? I want to get this out the way, Mike, because I want people to contact you. I want that there's agencies and organizations, churches that listen to the Father Matters show.
Okay.
They need to book you to come to their church, to come to their organization, their ministry. Mike, how can people get in touch with you to book you as a speaker and to motivate their congregation, their staff, their flock?
Okay. Okay. You know, one of the biggest things I want everybody to recognize and to get an understanding is that I don't consider myself a motivational speaker. What I want to do is I want to give you what's real, to live life for what it truly is. Feet on the ground, head out the clouds. If you want the realness of exactly how to become successful, if you want the realness on exactly finding out what your self-journey is, your self-identity is, your self-worth and self-value is, please call me 602-997-2371.
Give me that number one more time.
No
like slow,
problem.
Real slow.
602-997-2371.
And for our techies out there, can I reach you online? How can I reach you? What's your, can I email you? Can I, what's your website, your Facebook? Give me all the ways to get in touch with you.
Okay, so you can hit me up at michaelfreeman@santeralife.org. Spell Santera Life, S as in Sam, O N, T as in Tom, A R, A H as in Harry, L I F as in Frank, E.org. Michael Freeman at SanteraLife.org. You could also hit me up at my website. Check it out. Look and see some of the things that I talk about. We're not just talking about mundane things on, hey, if you believe it, you can get out there and get whatever you want.
Right.
No, no. Tell me how.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want to give you actions. You know, I call it the ing, the ing. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you, what you're going to do. I want to know what you're doing. I don't care what you've thought. I don't care what you're going to think. I want to know what you're thinking. Let's talk about what you can do from here to catapult you into where it is that you want to be. You can hit me up at www.michaellynfreeman.com. And that's spelled michaellynfreeman.com. Check out the website. Please give me a call. Let's talk about how I can be in front of your school, your faculty, your church. And if you want the reality and the realness of life on how to get to where you want to be in your life, please, by all means, call me. If I can just tell them my prayer. You know, when I left out of the mundane, regular old supposed to be world, that world where all I did was stay in school. That was church, by the way. I stayed there. But how many of us get out there and really live it, to literally do it? Now, see, my favorite book says many are called, but few are chosen. I said, if I'm doing everything else that everybody else is doing, I don't want to be part of the many. I want to be the very few. So before I made the move to do the things that I've done with Santera Life and even myself to go out there and speak and help families to get to where they go to, I said, Lord, I will do it, but only send me the people that I'm supposed to meet. And so, therefore, if it's in you to give me a call or check out my website, please let it be known that you are special to me. Even Vance, as I said, meeting him, I know that I was supposed to meet him. It's amazing the journey that God takes you on when you just follow what the passion is in your heart.
And I appreciate that, Mike. And what I really want people to take is that there are two men coming through your speakers, building life, giving life, and want to tell you how. See, most us men, we don't come together and unzip our hearts and get real,
That's right.
Get raw, Mike. So it's like I want you to listen to this show. I want you to run this show back and listen to it again. Share it with friends, because it says, I am so tired of meeting people with so much talent, so much skill, yeah. Mike. Just like I said at the top of the show, getting along by going along. Mike, can you talk to that one person, male or female, mm-hmm. that's struggling right now, mm-hmm. hanging on every word, mm-hmm. that need to hear something positive mm-hmm. right now?
I'm here to tell you right now, I want you to remain focused, that you are special. The fact that you're literally listening to this, if you think about the time that you were born, all the way through your life, how did you end up here, listening to me, listening to Vance? How did that end up? I don't say that anything in my life is coincidence or happenstance. I don't want you to think that either. I say that the reason that you're hearing us now is because there's a purpose for us being here, right here, speaking through your ears, speaking to your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit, to uplift you, to help you to understand that you do have a self-worth. Find it. If you can't, you've already got our information. Exactly. By all means, reach out, reach out, reach out.
My man, Michael. Once again, Mike, thank you for being on the show.
Yes,
man.
Sir. I appreciate you having me.
That was my dear friend, Michael Freeman, who we lost last year in a car accident. Find your passion. Find your passion. This is the best of 2016. Thank you for tuning into the Father Matters show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.